views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience instant relief of when you solve life's most challenging problems with your intuition. Shift happens Wednesdays at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time and live on the airwaves. And you can always find us in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, Transformation Talk Radio FM, and transformationtalkradio.com. And so these energetic shifts are accessible through the Higher Self Network if you're listening later. And we do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. And I'm really, really stoked about this show here. We're talking about how did she rise? This is a love story overflowing with heartache, mystical, magical miracles, and the whisper of hope that lingered softly between the breath of life and the peace of death. A young girl's profound journey through a neurological disorder called Guillain-Barré syndrome. And we are going to talk about that a little bit later, but I would like to introduce Beauty, her mother. Beauty H. Faulkner was born in Saskatoon, Sask, when I say Sask, that's because that's my old stomping grounds. It's Saskatchewan in Canada, in 1997. And her soul awakening journey began, leading her to deep study and devoted practice of alternative and energy medicine. She is passionate about the soul's evolution and helping others elevate their lives. She is a beautiful singer, songwriter, recording artist, and founder of Beauty's Rainbow Productions. Her beautiful daughter, Larae Faulkner, was also born and raised in Saskatoon. And after overcoming a life-threatening illness, she began traveling the world, expressing her creativity, and living life to the fullest. She also attended the College of Sask Polytech and has graduated with honors and a diploma in therapeutic recreation. She has a passion for empowering others, which motivates her to share her story and explore the possibility of becoming a writer. And hello, ladies, are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm so happy to have you on the show. I just wanted to say, you know, Beauty and I met, we figure maybe it was 2007. We were both taking, it was at that time, I think, psychosomatic therapy practitioner course. And we were staying at a big house together and we were, you know, she was telling me about her daughter and we were energetically tuning into her daughter and doing our best. And it's like so beautiful now to have you, Larae, all happy and healthy and beautiful on the show.
Yes, it's my pleasure.
Yeah. And, you know, and sorry?
It was around 2010.
10. Okay. Yeah. Time flies, right?
Yeah,
2010. No, I was just looking up all the dates, myself, because, you know, time does fly and I'm not really like the history sometimes gets a little bit blurred when you're under a lot of, people being ill and there's stress around that. But I want to say, I've listened to your CD, Beauty, and I love your music. And it's so beautiful to hear a mother like just sing her heart out and for herself and her daughter. Mm. And the joyfulness of it. I really love your music. And, you know, thank you for sending me the CD.
Oh,
and I'm just going to share this, you know, like that. My father, I've also written about my father's journey in this illness. And it's the one I wrote for a short story I wrote for Life Sparks. And it's about turning possibilities are disguised as challenges. So Larray, I would really like from your perspective, can you know you and your mom, whoever wants to tell the story of what happened and what, you know, what is this and how did it affect you?
Well, GBS, do you want me to give an explanation of what happened?
Yeah, because you probably know more about it than most people.
So, GBS, Guillain-Barré syndrome, it's a disorder which the body's immune system attacks part of the peripheral nervous system. So it attacks the myelin sheath, and the myelin sheath gets damaged. And the myelin sheath transmits signals to the brain, and so when it's damaged, it causes weakness, numbness, and paralysis. So that's kind of what GBS does.
Okay, so my dad's experience, he was 68. He felt this achy, tingling feeling in his legs, and then he collapsed at home. They called an ambulance, took him to the hospital. He got there, and they told him, you know, like he told them he had been dieting. My dad was about 120 pounds overweight. Okay. And they told him, you know, he told them they were dieting and he lost his legs underneath him. So he was, you know, they were watching him in the ward. And then all of a sudden he said, you know, he couldn't even feed himself anymore because his arms weren't working. And my mom went home to go get him a pillow. And while she was gone, he tried to walk and fell. And, just totally went and, you know, and they got him back into the bed and my uncle just happened to walk in and he was blue and they called a cold blue at the hospital. And, you know, that was his journey. He was, you know, it was a long journey for him, but he regained everything. He always would joke. My dad had a good sense of humor. He said, you know, the only diet that ever worked for him because he lost 100 pounds was the Guillain diet, but he didn't recommend it for anyone. His experience was very severe. Mm-hmm. How was yours? Do you want to, how old were you? What was going on, you know, and what happened?
So I was 15 at the time and I was just a typical regular high school student living my life, doing gymnastics, cheerleading, performing with my mom. And all of a sudden I kind of got like a cold and then it kind of progressed and I got sicker and sicker and then my lymph nodes swollen. And then one morning I woke up and like my feet were tingling and I had blurry vision and I was like, oh, I don't know, I feel like I just need more sleep, I'll go to sleep. And then it totally progressed from there. And then my mom had to take me to emergency. And you want to explain?
I'm chiming in now. basically, yeah, I received the message when she first started having the symptoms that I needed to wait to take her to emergency. So we took her to the doctor first. The doctor said that they tested her for mono because our doctor felt she had something else going on. So she had a cold going on, possible mono, and so we brought her home.
What time of year was it?
That was October 2006, October. That was October 18th that was happening, that we took her to the doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
And that night I wanted to take her to emergency, and I received a message through clairaudience that I was to wait because they would just send her home. She wasn't sick enough yet. And so I waited all night, which was a very hard night. And
I know. I just want to give you a big hug here.
So the next morning, I went downstairs and she was getting out of bed, and I was standing at the door, her doorway, and she started to collapse, and I caught her. Like I feel like I just became a superhero because I basically flew, you know, and I caught her, and then I proceeded to take her to emergency, and then
from there it was just a downfall. Like my my legs, I couldn't walk anymore, and then I couldn't move my arms. I was spitting into a little container because I couldn't swallow anymore. And then it just led to me needing to go onto a ventilator.
Yeah, all within 24 hours, basically.
Yeah, like with my dad, it was 36 hours. He was totally ventilated and he could only blink his one eye. And he was running his business blinking his eye.
Well, that was eye blinking, because that's what Lorraine had some... That was what she had with... Well, no, she didn't have any blinking.
I didn't have any blinking. They had to lift my eyelids, and then I would look up for yes and down for no.
Okay. So we're just, you know, like there's so much energy behind that. And for myself, it really stirred the pot for me. And so we were talking about this before the show, and we're going to have to take a break here, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about this and about your, you know, the book and the CD, and we'll get into all of that. And, just really, it's a very, you're a very brave, brave girl and a very brave mom. I know it was not an easy journey. Having through it myself. Yeah. So this is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we will be right back after this short break.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at maryjanemack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuiper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris.
Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
We are back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guests today, Beauty and her beautiful daughter, Leray. And we are talking about Leray's journey with GBS. Now, Leray, when we finished off, you were just saying that, you know, you ended up at the hospital and within a 24-hour period, you were paralyzed and you were unable to walk or anything. So I would just like to, you know, you to continue finishing that story so that we can, you know, see what your journey really was about.
Yeah, okay. So once I was ventilated, that what happened on October 20th and lasted until about November 18th. So I was on the ventilator for about a month. And within that month, I had pneumonia, double pneumonia, high fever to freezing cold, episodes of tachycardia where they had to stop my heart and restart it. And my parents weren't sure if I was going to survive that, but they had to choose to do that or else I was going to die.
It's not funny.
No, it's not funny, but...
Well, the reason we were joking about this before, that's why I asked, I want your experience. I figure none of us, you know, you're the only one of us that actually had it, so you could tell us all about it. Yeah. And I feel it's very therapeutic. For you to do so right now, you know, to just really be able to say, this is what it was like for me. To be a cheerleader and, you know, and gymnastics, and all of a sudden there you are, unable to move. What was going, were you aware of what was going on?
In some ways, yes. At one point, because I was on so many drugs and so many, I didn't really know what was going on. I had to ask my dad what had happened to me because I didn't remember.
Well, that's a blessing because there's medications that could keep you from having to actually be aware of all that's going on around you in that state. So, so how you were ventilated for almost a month then?
Yeah.
And what were you aware of that?
Fractions. I could hear everything in my brain. Like I was aware, but because of the drugs that like I have fractions of memories when I was on the ventilator, there's only a few memories that I have.
She was too busy connecting with everyone else telepathically.
There you go. How long was it before you recovered your facilities and were able to leave the hospital?
Christmas. I made a goal to be home for Christmas and I wasn't walking yet. I was still in my wheelchair, but I had a function of everything that was necessary for me to go home.
Yeah, well, the thing about this GBS is that it starts in the legs and it works its way up. And then it comes back down, and you regain as you go down. You regain your facilities from the head down.
Yes.
So your legs are the last thing that gets the return.
Yeah. Toes. Yeah. I still have a little, what do I call it, numb toe.
Yeah.
Which toe is that?
My big toe is a little numb.
My big toe.
which foot?
My right foot.
See, this psychosomatics, that's your mental thinking. I have to get forward, got to get through life. That little tingle is to remind you, you know, you might want to stub that toe once in a while and slow down a bit.
Oh my gosh.
That's
awesome.
That's what we learned in psychosomatics, right? You made your recovery and now you've traveled around the world. You are, you have a degree in, just tell us what that, I've forgotten exactly, therapeutic. Recreation. And you have a book out with your mom. Mm-hmm. And was that? And you also have a CD out about this. And are you speaking about these things?
Just starting. This is kind of the first speaking engagement, but we're planning to have more.
Yay! Yeah. I'm so impressed.
Well, the CD I recorded in 2007, and it's called Mother. So that's been kind of resurrected.
It was. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how when we get put into a place of very high, like, okay, we as a mother. Mm-hmm. And I felt that my father became like my child. He was helpless. Sure. And so as his mother, you know, I had to go to a place where I could see him. And he was able to come home for, you know, like it took him, it was quite a struggle for him. And, you know, because he was older and he, as I said, he was, you know, 100 pounds overweight when he went. So his body wasn't fit like yours. You know what I mean? He wasn't doing gymnastics. Let me put it to you that way.
So the only thing about that is when I left the hospital, I was skin and bones. I had no muscle.
Yeah.
I was very, very tiny. Mm-hmm. Tiny.
How long did it take for you to recover? To be able to went back to school, travel, do the things that you wanted?
I went back to school in my wheelchair, actually. And then from there, I moved into a walker and leg braces. I had leg braces for probably a year. So I was walking, but with assistance. But nobody knew I had them on because they were under my pants.
I love your spirit, darling.
I just didn't wear shorts or dresses.
So what is the name of your book?
It's called Love, Strength, Faith.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about it a little bit here.
They're my initials. Yeah, they're Lorraine's initials. So Love, Strength, Faith. She has a tattoo that has Love, Strength, Faith on her ribs, right? Yeah, she had that done. So how the book came about was 5 years ago. Was I was doing some Reiki on Lorraine's knees, and all of a sudden I just received this message that she wanted to write a book. So I asked her, "Do you want to write a book?" And she said yes, and I thought it was going to be a romance novel because that's what she likes reading. And whenever I asked her if she wanted to write her story before, she would always say, "No, I'm not ready. I don't want to write about that." And so she said, "No, I don't want to write a romance novel. I want to write about my story, about with Guy Abaret." And I'm like, "Okay." I was speechless for a second, and then I said, "Well, I'll help you write it." And So that took us 5 years.
That was one of the defining forces of how I ended up in doing energy work, is because of everything that happened. My dad was unable to leave the hospital for a good year. Mm-hmm. So this, you know, it was, and he, you know, he was also, he had to go to a facility to be able to, you know, move through this. And like I said, he was blinking his eye for a year, doing his best to run, you know, his business, and ended up going bankrupt. So there was so much stuff, you know? And so the whole journey, like, it's not just the effect that it has on the person that is actually ill. It's the effect that it has because it hits so suddenly. And it's kind of like shocking. You know what I mean?
Very shocking. Yes.
Mm-hmm. But like, what was really funny is that my daughter was here, and she's your age, Lorraine. Yes. And she was, I had just read your book and we were talking, and I got to the part about like when at that time, that in October, where all of a sudden you'd been dancing on stage and singing, and then you all of a sudden felt ill. And mm-hmm. this happened is that your lymph nodes swelled up like golf balls. And I was like, put the book down, walked into the bedroom to talk to my daughter. And I could see this horrified look on her face because her eyes just got, and my lymph nodes in within less than a minute swelled up to the size of golf balls. And I started to like, "Hey, my throat's tight," and she's like, "Yeah." And I went and looked. So she sat in the chair, and I said, "I'm not doing GBS." So You need to start. You need to start doing what I taught you in my seminars, because I'm not neutral. And I was so her, because she wasn't either, but she sat and did that. But that was the power of your book. See, there was a lot of fear around that both her and I were able to let go of. And so for a lot of people, being paralyzed is like a great fear. And so sometimes being paralyzed in your journey in life also, you know, or paralyzed in your business or paralyzed, you know. And so I just want to energetically put that out there, you know, that, within 3 hours, my lymph nodes were, you know, back to normal size and I was fine. But that was the residual psychic effect, because I had a lot of challenges watching my dad being ventilated and then having a tracheotomy so he could breathe. And having, you know, so there was a lot of things that that happened. So we do have a caller that's been patiently waiting. I think we've got like 1 minute. Carter, can we put Marie on and then we'll see what, go to break and see what we can talk about on the break for her.
Yeah, Marie from France. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Marie.
Hi.
Hi.
It sounds like a lot of physical challenges. The challenges that I'm calling in about are more mental challenges of exhaustion, which you can probably relate to. With my work, distracted students and so on, I ended up doing so many things. Like I booked a trip, Paris, London, in reverse. And when I left the train this morning, I'd forgotten my suitcase. Thankfully, the other person pointed this out. But like, I'm just so scatterbrained. Like, where am I? Wait, day am I? Because help.
Marie, can you give us a number? How much this is bothering you? I'm getting like pretty high here. Because we just got to go to break here right away.
6, 7, or 8.
Okay, cool. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with us at thetruthisfunny.com, Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from thevector.com, and of course on the social media at The Truth is Funny with Colette. When we come back, we're going to reconnect with Marie and Beauty and Lorraine. We'll be right back after this short message.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelm and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Beauty and Larray on the show with me. I'm just going to get you to share your contact information and tell us where they can get your book and where they can buy, purchase your CD, and also what other information of where you're out and about, and then we'll get back to the caller, Marie.
Oh, hello. Hi. Okay, so you can, go ahead. Okay, so you can purchase our Love Strength Faith book on our website. It's heartsoulanthology.ca. And we also have a free ebook gift for you guys called The Little Book of Remembering. And so it's Soul Whispers by Beauty Faulkner, and I designed it. And it's little kind of quotes from the book and some that my mom just threw in there that she thought were very important. And you can buy the book online at Amazon as well, and Indigo and McNally Robinson.
That's awesome.
The CD is actually, it is a gift that goes with the book, so it's not really, it isn't available for sale anywhere online or anything like that. It's just, it's a hard, when you buy a hard copy here in Saskatoon, then
or online
at
heartsoulanthology.ca.
So heartsoulanthology.ca.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Heartsoulanthology.ca, and then the music can be found on YouTube, Heart Soul Anthology, and also on Spotify under Beauty Faulkner.
Beautiful, beautiful beauty.
Yes, beautiful.
So we've left Marie there back at the train without her luggage. So. We want to check in, Marie. How are you feeling?
Well, a little bitter, but still bitter. Not bitter, but better. But still kind of scattered.
Okay, so I'm just going to explain a little bit about what we were talking about on the break, and also but what I've been noticing for a lot of people right now. A lot of people are talking about the scattered energy. This is normal after Christmas anyway. A lot of people get colds and flus as all the bills from overspending start pouring in, and the grief sets in. There's a lot of people that, it's just a fact that a lot of people, if they're exiting from, you know, crossing over to the other side, quite often it'll be right around this, you know, during this time, or they'll hold on until right after. And we've also got winter. So in some places like here, we had a really deep snow this morning. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. It's, you know, brilliant white. But at the same time, you know, the trees don't have leaves on them and it's cold and all of this. At the same time, as we have a situation where in the United States with the government that's making people nervous. And we have things around in Paris with, you know, government things making everybody nervous. And everybody is, it seems, doing their best to, let's just put one foot in front of another and let's just be in this place where we can actually continue to just pretend that all of this isn't changing. You know, like a lot of people are feeling scattered because the energy is very scattered. And so many people are talking about this right now, feeling scattered right now, feeling unable to focus. Well, it's, I mean, there's so much going on that in the world that is not like how normal is, you know what I mean? So we're just going to strengthen everybody to normal, not normal. And hey, leaving your baggage behind isn't that bad. Remember, we had a caller call in to a show a couple weeks ago, I think it was, and she really wanted to work from her home and not at work. And, you know, it was on January 9th, and she looked out the window, and her car was towed, being towed away from work. She wasn't driving it. It got towed two blocks down, and it was $176, and that's the number of her home. And, you know, but a day and a half later, she was now given permission to work from home. So, you know, there's always these signs as life is really challenging. And I talk about this, like in my dad's story also, life is very, very challenging. Possibilities, though, see, I'm just going to strengthen this for everybody because a lot of people are talking about this exhaustion. A lot of people say that they feel like they're sweating all the time. And it's coming up because people are sweating it. And so we're just going to strengthen everybody to the change. There's always change happening. And it really is your perception about, you know, what is happening. And so just really strengthening that for everybody that, you know, for you, like all these possibilities in front of us, because we have so much technology and we're able to access information at such a fast rate that we want to strengthen everybody that, you know, like the applicable answer in that exact moment, because for each and every one of us, we're, you know, we are a body, soul, spirit. And I was telling Larray that a big part of this is, you know, when a body gets to the point where there's like, it's scattered, and then the like scattered energy, it can affect the physical body to also have scattered energy. Yeah. So, you know, and so this is why it's like when we want to strengthen our midline, we want to strengthen our spines, we want to strengthen the peripheral nervous system to the central nervous system. What happens is people have a tendency, you know, the energy, if it gets congested and people feel stuck in their jobs, in their life, in what's going on, they may sometimes have a tendency to, you know, have congested energy. Just think about a traffic jam and then people start getting irritated and someone, you know, causes an accident and now you've got two block lanes of traffic and people are honking their horns and they're irritated and there's a lot of anger, inflammation that would be like in the body. And then it gets eventually to a point where the traffic gets so congested and everything that, you know, you've got a bunch of people honking and people, then you got to phone the babysitter and you got to do this and you got to do that because now you're going to be late for work. And so people get like really riled up in this state. And then eventually it can lead to complete system shutdown. And this test, like what Larray had and what my dad had, it comes up that this is a soul issue, the soles of your feet. Remember, psychosomatically. And so this is about being able to put both feet firmly on the ground right now and ground yourself, take time to breathe, you know, and just be okay with it. So what if you left your baggage behind? There's a card I have. When my daughter was ill and she's the one, she would walk around here and say, I'd rather be better than bitter. So it's one of my cards in my oracle there. I just want to check in with you, Marie. How are you feeling now?
Yeah, more relaxed about it. More centered.
What number?
Three or four.
Okay, so I'm going to just strengthen this for everybody, and thank you for calling in, because I was using you as a barometer for the collective that's listening in now and later, and people that are experiencing this, you know, around the world. And so thank you for letting us, you know, for calling in. And I'm just going to check in now with Lorraine and just see, you know, I would like to find out what she learned about this experience. What are the benefits of this experience, if there are any?
Definitely there are some. Well, when I was in the hospital after the ventilator, I was very grateful. I was very serene, happy. My mom says there was a grace about me. It was like sitting with Mother Mary or Jesus. And it was my soul shining through. And then my personality came through. And that's where I kind of have to get back to when I am scattered or thinking too much or too much in my brain. I have to remember where I was.
Yeah. And what I'm getting energetically to share with people is, you said it, right? Like, this was about your soul.
Yeah.
And that's what came up for my dad also. And your soul is your, you know, like, this is your will, you know?
Yeah.
So did you, you know, when you started coming out of it and you were in this serene place, did you just want to stay there?
No. Well, in that, the feeling I wanted to stay in, but my body wanted to get better. Mm-hmm. I set goals. I was determined. And then my personality, like feisty, matter of fact, I wanted to get better. So I set goals for myself and was super determined. And that's how I got better so quickly, was because of my determination.
But
her soul, on the other hand, was she had, there were many healers that she brought in telepathically and was connecting to. And so she did have a shamanic journey. Or two, I believe, happened. And in that journey, she didn't want to come back. She was playing with...
While I was on the vent.
While she was on the vent. This was all while
well,
she was
on the vent. Well, this is something I'd like to talk about when we come back, because energetically, that's what I was picking up from, like, we don't have time to get into it right this second, but when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about this. This is Colette. This radio show is going by really quick. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. Life is full of challenges and surprises. Your guidance is to move with the current, for it is in resisting the flow that creates problems. Ask your angels to help you open up your mind and heart to new ideas and fresh options. When you accept the possibility that there are other ways, previously unseen doorways will be open to you, and you will move easily through change. There is a solution to every problem, so look at things with eyes of love and expectation. Then your life force will flow freely through you. You will feel healthy and alive, and will be able to access the necessary resources and wisdom within yourself to help you through change. I'd love to take this journey with you. Visit my website, enlightened-path.com, so we can explore all that is possible.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Join the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit purelyyouhealing.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I just wanted, before I get back to the radio show part, I just wanted to inform people that I will be speaking at Illuminate this weekend at 3:30 on the expert of panels with the keynote speaker and another guest. And we will be at the booth Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, that's at the Capri Hotel here in Kelowna, British Columbia. Verna Schreiber is the one that won the Facebook contest. And I'm not sure yet who the winner of my gift of the 4 foundation manuals from Call to Dance seminar. So we'll be talking to people. I'll be doing readings or consultations with energy correcting cards. And we will be doing 15-minute sessions there. So that if you want to stop by the booth and find out what it feels like to be energetically shifted and have an energetic upgrade. Talking on the show here, we were talking about this, you know, this transition that Lorraine is going through while she's laying there and as she's coming up and how her soul was at peace. And then she needed to use her personality to drive her, you know, to be able to move forward. And I just wanted to say, like, on Thursday night, I had a float your boat call, which is a teleconference, and it's supposed to be an hour and a half. And I went into the zone so deep. I went 2.5 hours and I was kind of, whoa. And one of the people that sent in their issue was due to give birth the next day. And her husband had contacted, and I realized after, because I couldn't sleep and I felt like I was in labor and I stayed up. And I'm redecorating my booth for Illuminate Psychic Fair. So, you know, it was just like, I was just like in this zone. And at the end, I just fell asleep. I was just so exhausted. And the dad contacted me. She was just born. But this was a very tiny mom. Her baby was 9 pounds, 9 ounces. A really long baby. So she, you know, everybody's fine and everybody's doing well. But psychically we tune into these things. And when we're in that state of birth and transition, it's a very beautiful place. And a lot of people tell me that I don't want to leave here. That's, you know. So what was that like for you, Lorraine?
Well, I don't really remember a lot of that part. That's where my mom comes in, because she experienced my...
Yeah, because there was a lot of... your mom was connecting with you through the energy, through the energy fields. You understand that. And so she was... And actually, many, many times, communication without using, you know, vocalizing is the most efficient way when it comes to energetically tuning into someone who's in that state. So I would just like to ask you, Beauty, what were you experiencing as you watched your daughter in this state? Because you said that there was a lot of us that were energetically tuning into her and shifting her energetically. What were you noticing about her?
Well, it wasn't so much as noticing as I was guided to become one with her energetically. And that's what I did. And so as I was watching her, you know, choke uncontrollably when she was in emergency there, when on the 18th, I was the mother. I was in grief. I didn't know what was happening. And then I just heard, because I was watching her deteriorate before my eyes, just go down. And I couldn't do anything. I was helpless. And so then I heard, close your eyes, plant your feet. And I closed my eyes, and I had a profound vision that I've written about in the book, and I was guided to become one with her, soul to soul.
And so this is a mystical, magical miracle. Do you want to tell us about that?
There were probably thousands and thousands of mystical, magical miracles that happened throughout the journey, and it was a very profound, profound experience for me. And I'm going to read one of the mystical, magical miracles that I've written in the book. And Lorraine's saying, breathe.
Didn't I tell you life force energy came up for the card today? And that's the raw health card. That's about breathing.
Oh, I wasn't expecting to cry.
That's all right. That's okay.
I was going to cry.
She knew. Anyone who knows me is like, well, when's she going to cry? Okay. It's mystical, magical miracle number 3 that I've written about in the book. This is shortly after Lorraine was ventilated, and my husband and I had just, we were in the, what's it called again? The waiting room. Mm-hmm. And then he left. And so this is what happened for me. Standing alone in the bathroom in front of the mirror, moments after Ed and I wept uncontrollably on the couch, I came face to face with the reality of what was happening to Lorraine. The grieving mother within me pleaded out loud, God, please take me, leave her, let go. This is why you practice. You're being called forth to become a channel for Lorraine and the Guillebeau. This was another profound, life-changing message. Thankfully, I understood exactly what I was being called to do. To begin, I closed my eyes, took 3 deep breaths, and telepathically began asking Lorraine for permission to enter her sacred temple. She answered, yes, Mama. And I became one with Lorraine and the Guillebeau. Next, I energetically linked my breath with hers and was instantly shown through my mind's eye a shimmering silver cord uniting the two of us. This is the umbilical cord of life between you and your child. This cord is eternal. Your breath is now her breath. Be aware of this always. Keep your energy and emotions in check. This is a predestined, temporary soul-to-soul integration fueled by translucent love. Everything is in divine order.
I love that. That's beautiful. What a beautiful way to end today's episode. I would just, Lorraine, like to have about a minute here to just give us, like, you know, what would you like to tell us all?
Oh, geez. she's reclamped. I can say she's amazing. She's a miracle. She's profound. She's just. Call it as wanting to know. Can you be more specific?
Okay. What I'm saying is, I'm just going to do it for you. Okay. I have been sitting in your energy, and you know, when your mom and I were at the psychosomatic therapy practitioner course, and we sat with your energy. You are a beautiful, beautiful being. And thank you for inspiring all of us to also have courage when we feel stuck and we're paralyzed, to get back up and take consistent steps of action towards our goals. Thank you so much. We have to go now. It was such a pleasure having you on. Thank you, Carter, and thank you, Dr. Pat. I'm going to be on her show at 11. Bye for now.
All right. Thank you, Liz. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.